Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-doing men's solutions and ideas.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, the weekend it is. Welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by Roto-Rooter for all your plumbing needs. Don't forget our friends at Roto-Rooter. And if you haven't checked that sump pump before, I'd recommend you do just that. And Roto-Rooter is your place to call. It's rotorooter.com. All right, another weekend getting a few things done around the home. It's 800-823-8255. And I apologize for last weekend. Boy, I had a horrible cold and still a scratchy throat, but we struggled through it, and I hope it wasn't too aggravating to listen to. We'll try to be a little bit better this weekend getting some of those projects done. All right, 800-823-8255, grab a line. And so much to talk about. Everybody survive Thanksgiving? We do all right? Plumbing hold up? I know last weekend we were talking about some things that you needed to really be aware of when it comes to a lot of folks doing a lot of cooking in your kitchen and, you know, how to protect the plumbing, if you will. Anybody's disposal not quite make it. And a lot of times they just get overloaded with fibrous foods and, you know, pumpkin seeds and celery and potato peels. And again, just kind of review in case maybe your disposal didn't make it through. And you're going to fix it today. Remember, when that gets jammed up, because there's plates in there that grind food particles, and when they get jammed up or under duress, there's a circuit breaker at the bottom of that disposal that pops, shuts the electricity off so that it doesn't overheat, catch fire. So you can sometimes work that back into working. The circuit breakers pop, electricity shut off. Down at the bottom, underneath the bottom of that disposal, there's usually two things that you will see. You'll see a little port, and you'll also see the little red button. The little red button has popped out. You can certainly pop that button back in. Turn on the disposal and see if it works. If it goes, it's not working. Turn it back off. Then there should have been a wrench that came with your disposal years ago. I don't know if you know where that is. If you don't, you can go to a hardware store and you can get an Allen wrench to fit in that little port at the bottom of the disposal. And what that does is it allows you to manually move those blades. So you're probably a little bit stronger than the electricity going to that. So you put the Allen wrench in there and work it until those blades become free once again. And if you have freed up those grinding blades or disc, you can then press the button in, turn the water on, get some water in there, and flip the switch to turn the disposal on and see if that doesn't get her going again. So there is a manual mechanism to those, and certainly worth checking before you make that call to your plumber or to our friends at Roto-Rooter. So just wanted to kind of go through that. You know, that's just good information that can help you take care of that problem. Also, we've had some pretty chilly temperatures. And I'm assuming you've all taken the hose off the faucet. And if you have not, do so. A frostproof faucet is frostproof. So what happens is you don't necessarily have to turn the water off from the inside of your home. If you, that faucet is set to a point to kind of drain itself. So as you shut it off, that water will drip out of that pipe and it won't freeze. But, oh, if you leave the hose on, obviously that water backs up in the hose, backs up into the faucet, bumps into the pipe. And if it gets really cold, it's going to freeze. So there are mechanisms over there. If you wanted to just for safety unscrew the faucet, unscrew the hose, and then get an insulator box that actually goes over the faucet, which would keep that faucet insulated and water maybe free flowing. If you've got an older faucet where they're not the frostproof faucets, they're made totally different. And the likelihood of those freezing is actually greater than, of course, the frostproof. These faucets, they're you know, maybe the size of your fist. I mean, take your look at your fist, and the stem and the washer going to the copper pipe that's got water in from the inside of your house is being stopped right at that faucet. So that pipe directly right at that brick or right at that wood siding is very vulnerable to freezing. But on faucets like that inside your home, you should have a cutoff valve, and it should be pretty much within a foot or two of where that outdoor faucet is. So the outdoor faucet, you can see it, you know, by the joist pocket, if you will. You can see the pipe running right to it. You can see the shutoff valve. You can go ahead and shut that off, open up the faucet outside, and then there's on that shutoff valve, there's a little cap. It's an eighth-inch pipe-threaded cap. It's called a bleeder cap. You unscrew that, have a little cup ready, and water will backflow down that pipe, out that little bleeder hole into the cup, and there will be no water even going to that faucet. Certainly won't be a problem with having it freeze. So if you have an old lawn faucet, you want to do that. If you have a frostproof faucet, see, that's a little bit different. Remember, you got the valve, just like the size of the other one, but you have a long either 8, 10, or 12-inch pipe going through the foundation into your house, and that's where the stem and that's where the washer is. So you don't have to turn the water off from the inside. You can just shut it off from the outside as long as as long as your hose isn't connected to it, it's not going to freeze. So, and if you want to just be safe, having one of those insulated covers over there, always kind of a good idea. I know some people are also getting ready to decorate. I know a lot of people in our neighborhood have already decorated. A couple of tips there. Obviously, the LED bulbs, very, very efficient considering the old incandescent bulbs. I would have to say most people that decorate have already made that transition. But one thing from a safety standpoint is making sure those are plugged into a ground fault circuit interrupter protected outlet. If you don't have that in your home, they have ground fault circuit interrupting extension cords, which you can plug into and be fully protected. Also, we've talked, Ron Wilson and I have talked in the past about the importance of keeping the wires, whether they're extension cords, whether they're the Christmas light wires, keep those off the ground. Yeah, no kidding. There's rabbits, especially squirrels too. They love to gnaw on those wires, and then you're going to have you're going to have a big surprise like I had one year. So keeping them off the ground will be helpful in, you know, avoiding that problem. Also, if you're putting lights on gutters and roofs, make sure you use the clips. That'll make sure that they're in good, stable position. Strong winds come. It's not beating cheap plastic sockets against the aluminum gutters, which could potentially cause a problem. All right, let's open up the phone lines. It's 800-823-8255. Ron Wilson, he's up next, and you're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Time to get your hands dirty with Gary Sullivan. Give him a call at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Have you been experiencing a loss of appetite, intestinal problems, and spending a lot of time in the bathroom? Well, how about a runny nose that keeps running? Are you tired and you're blaming it on what's going on in the world? Well, OdorExit can help you now and in the future. Be prepared. Visit OdorExit.com to buy your flu and cleanup kit. Their eliminator is great to use for bathroom accidents. Spray magic to eliminate the odor. And use AQM Air Quality Manager to oxidize your air so you can breathe better. Visit OdorExit.com.
You've heard me talk about PB Blaster for breaking free rusted parts. Well, for superior lubrication protection from that rust, use Blaster Multi-Max Synthetic Lubricant. It's odorless and provides the longest-lasting lubrication protection against corrosion, friction, and wear. You can use it on thousands of applications with the new Blaster Pro Stall Top with control flow technology with a wide spray down to just a drop. So pick up a can at a home or hardware store near you and always use Blaster products and work it like a pro.
I can't emphasize enough the need to have a backup sump pump to prevent flooding, especially if you have a finished basement. Now, I really like Zoller's new 540 Flex Water Powered Backup. It takes over when the primary sump system fails. The Flex is given its name for the rotatable elbow that allows for either vertical or horizontal installation. No electricity or batteries protect your home from flooding. Ask your plumber to install the Zoller 540 Flex Water Powered Backup. For more info, visit ZollerPumps.com.
The reasons that professional window cleaners do such a great job is because they use the right tools. Those tools are available to homeowners through the Etoray brand cleaning products. Etoray not only invented the squeegee, they offer great window scrubbers, extension poles, and the entire window cleaning program. I'm telling you, you'll notice the difference. Etoray also makes tools to clean your whole house. Dusters, ceiling fan cleaners, grip and grabs, and more. Look for quality Etoray products at your local hardware store, Lowe's, or on Amazon. Clean like the pros do.
All right, back at it we go, and joining us at this time is Ron Wilson. This gardening segment is brought to you by Gutterbrush. Don't forget gutterbrush.com. Clean those gutters. Get new protecting devices in there. The Gutterbrush is the one I recommend, and they've got 25% off. It's gutterbrush.com. That sale is going to go away soon, so take advantage of that. Mr. Wilson, how does your garden grow?
It grows great. Why don't you just preface that tip earlier, say that this tip is brought to you by Ron Wilson to take your hose off of the faucet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we can never talk about that enough because there really is a couple generations of different faucets out there, too. A lot of people don't even realize if they don't have a frostproof that you do have to turn the water off on the inside and actually use a bleeder valve and bleed that out, which is no big deal.
Right.
You just got to know to do that.
But, you know, but frostproof doesn't mean totally. You still need to take.
Not if you got a hose hanging on it. It doesn't mean anything.
But you know what? And I don't want to sound, I'm being honest here. I don't want to sound dumb, but I know I do. But what difference does it make if the hose is on there or if it's not on there? I mean, if the hose has been drained.
Yeah, but when you shut that off, okay.
Yeah.
Think about that. The stem's way in the back of, into the house on
right,
the frostproof,
right.
right? And that tube is still filled with water.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's tilted down to the earth, so it would drain. But if you just shut off the hose, your hose is filled with water. If the nozzle's on it.
Okay, so let's say I drained the hose.
Well, then it's probably going to go into the hose, and it's not going to cause a problem.
Okay. But you're still better off just to take it off.
Well, just unscrew
the hose. So the whole deal is just making sure it's got a way to drain away from the spigot.
Right. Okay. Exactly. Otherwise, that water is in the hose.
Right.
It so can't get out because of the nozzle.
Got
it. The water can't drain out of the pipe because the hose is already filled with water, and it freezes.
Got it. But if I would drain the hose.
Yeah. Or even if you
I would
turn
probably
on
be
your,
okay, but you're still better to take it off. By the way, I took it off both my neighbors last week.
Good for you.
I was the nice guy. I went over with the screwdriver, pair of pliers, because they couldn't get it to come off, and I
there you go.
Did that for them. So.
Usually when I go to, I'm not going to get into family troubles, but I was going to say, usually when I go over to my kid's house in the wintertime, I always go, oh, God, yeah, let me unscrew this for a second, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an easy thing to forget.
Oh, well.
I mean, you and I chat about it, and you forgot. Right?
And I forgot. I wasn't embarrassed. I just totally laughed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we went at that for 6 weeks, and then I left mine on, and it froze.
Easy to do. You know, we've talked about it probably for 25 years, at least, you and I, this time of the year, and that's about Christmas trees. And I know that information usually doesn't change, but it never gets old to have another lesson, just like we talked about on outdoor faucets. And that is, first, picking out a tree, the best kind of trees maybe for indoors, something that's going to give you longevity. I go to the grocery store and I see these Scotch pines or pines still.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other trees, and what's going to serve me best by choosing that for inside my home.
You know, if you think back, Gary, when you and I both were into it big time in the Christmas tree business, Scotch pine was it.
Right.
That was the go-to. And they were faster growing, easier to grow, didn't take as long. And they did last. You have to admit, Scotch pine.
They lasted.
They lasted forever. That thing was you could just abuse that thing, and it lasted. But the popularity kind of went away, and of course today, I don't know if you can go anywhere and not find Fraser firs.
Right.
I mean, it's all Fraser fir.
Right.
And, you know, and again, Fraser, the shorter the needle, sometimes you could, I guess, technically say they might not last quite as long as the Scotch pine with a little longer needle. Mm-hmm. But I think the important thing about the Fraser firs is that the way we grow today, they do a lot more irrigating. They take care of them better. They're cut closer to Christmas, you know, all of those things to keep them as fresh as possible. And then once you do get them home, I've always said, you know, if you treat them like they're a fresh cut flowers in a vase, because that's what it boils down to.
That's a good analogy.
And if you want your fresh cut flowers to last for you, you get fresh cut flowers, first of all. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you fresh cut on the bottom of the flowers, just like you do your tree. And water's the key. You get it in water right away. I mean, you know, even cut roses, they'll put those in water while they're cutting them to keep that as fresh and water flowing. Well, it's kind of the same way with your tree. So, you know, again, that fresh cut as you put it in, right before you put it into the stand, is so important to clear that off. And there's been a lot of research done, and folks will say, you know, do I use the bleach or the aspirin or what, vodka or whatever?
In the water?
In the water to keep
it.
The whole key is the water. If you've used those other products, including the commercially available products, to keep your tree fresh, and it's worked for you, great. But the whole key is the water, getting it in there, fresh cut, and never let it dry out until you're ready to take it back outside.
You know, Ron, it's amazing how much a tree will bring that water up. I mean, you fill up that whole stand, and the next day it's empty.
Within hours it's empty.
Yeah.
You get some trees that'll just draw that for 2 or 3 or 4 days.
Right.
Nonstop, which is great. That's what you want to happen. And then they'll start to slow down, and then eventually they stop kind of drawing it up. But, again, you let that dry out one time. So you didn't put it in today. Then it dried out by noon. You don't do it till tomorrow night. It's already sealed over.
Done. Yep, it's
so
done.
So you've got to stick with it. Hot water, cold water. I've always liked to use hot water when I put it in there. I always thought that kept it open. They've proven that that doesn't really work. I mean,
well, it worked for me. You gave
it works
me that
for me.
Tip a number of years ago.
It works for me.
It wasn't really hot, but it was warm to hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
As hot as you can get out of the faucet.
And that was the longest non-shedding tree I ever had. I started giving it warm to hot water.
I think it still works. That's my key. I just use plain water, but I do use hot water when I put it in there. And I still think that. They did research and said they couldn't tell a lot of difference. I still think you can.
And
but key is, again, fresh cut and water in the vase. And don't ever let it dry out.
Yeah.
Placement is right. We always think about that picture window where that sun comes in every day.
Not good.
That just cooks that tree.
Mm-hmm.
And if you again, if you don't have water in the vase, makes it even worse, or the stand makes it even worse. But it just cooks the tree. So the cooler the location, the less direct sunlight. You know, the vents, you know, the heat ducts around the
plant. Right. That's
all those things
problem.
You can do can really help to keep that tree as fresh as possible and get it from a reputable source that you know the tree is fresh.
Very good. Thanks for the tips. I know a lot of people getting trees today, and I appreciate your knowledge on that, Rob.
Get out and get that live tree. 27 days till Christmas.
There you go, buddy. All right. Thank you. 800-823-8255. That's our number. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Home Improvement 101 with Gary Sullivan. Every weekend, classes begin at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
You've heard me talking about the Easy Breathe ventilation system for years, and it's not just me. Sue from Louisville agrees.
The Easy Breathe system has completely cleansed our basement of the musty smell and humidity. I very much appreciate the fact that it has the continuous air exchange during the pandemic that we're in. The air in our entire house feels cleaner. Plus, we're not sneezing and coughing as much. Breathing cleaner air made a huge difference for our family. We highly recommend Easy Breathe.
We love our Easy Breathe. Call 866-822-7328. EasyBreathe.com. Do you own a hot tub, jetted bath, wash machine, or dishwasher? If you want to clean out that yuck and gunk that may be causing issues like mold flaking and stinky odors, you need the power of Awesome. I've been telling you about their fantastic products for a long time. I use Awesome myself. Make hot tub maintenance simple. Bathe in clean, healthy water and stop the bad odors around your washer. Keep your swimming pool water sparkling clear. Get Awesome today. Available at Amazon, Walmart, many retailers, and at Awesome.com. Hey, this is Gary Sullivan. You may not realize it, but you can actually transform surfaces around your home with real stone. And the best part, it's as easy as painting. With Deich Coatings Decorative Stone Finishes, you can renew your patio, pool deck, and garage floor. You might even renew your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And do it yourself. Get Deich Coating products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Well, I'm all about easy and choosing the right product for each home project, so I start with White Lightning Caulk and Sealants. For interior or exterior jobs, you'll find a high-performance White Lightning product that's specially formulated for any project. Whether you're painting, sealing around doors and windows, or doing a complete remodel, White Lightning has the right product for your project. Visit WLCaulk.com and use their guide to choose the best caulk or sealant for your project. White Lightning, finish in a flash, available at Menards and Lowe's stores.
All right, back at it we go, 33 minutes after the top of the hour. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. And by the way, if you'd like to join us, do so. It's 800-823-8255. And let's get to Dave. Dave, welcome. Hey, Dave.
Here's my question. It's about silicone and my shower enclosure. Mm-hmm. Early on, the caulking or the grout got some mold or mildew. So I started to remove that. We come back, started to remove. Finally, after the final removal, I lined it with latex caulking. Then the mold or mildew came through from that. I removed the latex and I put new silicone down. And now the mold or mildew has come back.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, how do I remove the silicone? It's not as easy as removing latex caulking.
Correct. No simple way. It's kind of along the same methods of removing the latex. You know, it starts with a razor blade. There's also caulk removing products out there that I think the word removing is pretty optimistic. It doesn't really remove it. It may soften it a little bit and make it easier to cut out and clean out. So you can use a caulk removing agent and put it on, follow the directions, how long it needs to sit. Needs to sit longer on silicone than it does on an acrylic latex caulk. And then just a razor blade, you know, from tub to wall and from wall to tub. And a caulk removing tool has got a little hook on it where you can get it behind the caulk and just kind of start working it free. I mean, there's no magical way to get it out.
Okay. Once I do that, then I'm going to respray with a solution to remove whatever remaining mold and/or mildew is on the grouting. Right. Then, do you suggest that I re-silicone?
Well, so what I would do is go ahead, you know, do your removal of your mold, and then I'd rub it down with like a rubbing alcohol, and get a rag or something into that crevice and try to remove and kill as much of it as you can. You can use a silicone or an acrylic latex. I'm fine with either one. I know there are some that actually have microban in it, which is a mold and mildew preventive. In fact, a lot of them have it now. But that doesn't give you a guarantee per se. There's two things that will cause mold and mildew to grow on that caulking or through that caulking. A is if the caulking bead isn't sealed well to the tub and to the wall, and water could still work its way behind that caulking, number one. Number two, where a lot of people forget, is if there's water behind that wall, there's mold. And that mm-hmm. mold will continue to grow as long as there's dampness or humidity. We're in a shower area, so there's definitely going to be humidity. And you can actually have mold or mildew behind the tile, grow on the organic material, the wood studs, drywall, whatever it's on. And that mold can actually grow through the caulking. A lot of people don't realize it, but it can grow through the caulking. It's not even growing on the surface. The microban and mildew proof is really just protecting it on the surface of the caulking. It's not going to really prohibit it from going through the caulking.
And you say rubbing alcohol to go around the base?
Is that good as any commercial mixture? No, I mean, you can use, you know, your bleach and your mold and mildew killers to squirt in there and kill the mold and mildew and clean it up with a rag. And then rubbing alcohol is just kind of a drying agent to make sure all the moisture is gone and you get really good adhesion. Because, you know, if you figure that gap is almost like a gash in your skin, right? We got to make sure that thing is really closed and really sealed. And that's why you want to make sure it's really dry, it's mold and mildew free, we got a good bead on it. Because it's really, the bead isn't really a filler, it's just kind of a bridge over that gap. So you got a little bit of fill and a bridge, and it's sealed at the top, it's sealed at the bottom. And as long as you're not missing any, you know, grouting throughout that tile wall or a leak at the top or something, you should be in good shape.
Now, the grout is solid, so
good.
I will follow your directions, and I will report back.
Very good.
And this is Must Listen to Radio.
Well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Take care. All right, and let's get to Mike. Mike, welcome.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
You're doing fine, thanks.
Good. I'm looking for an answer for my son's plumbing problem. Okay. He has a townhouse, and he's got a shower that has low water pressure.
Mm-hmm.
The upstairs bathroom, I should say, the shower and the tub has low water pressure. The rest of the house is fine.
Okay.
But he said it just kind of started a few months ago, and the only thing he's tried to fix is the shower head. He removed it and soaked it overnight, trying to clean it up, and didn't work for him. So, like I said, I'm the go-to guy, and my favorite thing I hate to do is plumbing. But
because we never know where and when that project ends.
That's exactly right. But yeah. I've been over his house, and I've done a number of projects. But when it comes to plumbing, I've always I don't know where to start on this darn thing.
All right.
Anyway,
well, how old's the townhouse?
Wow, I'm guessing it's probably 20, 25 okay. years.
Okay, so, and we got good water pressure everywhere but that shower.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
When he had the shower head off, did he happen to turn on the shower to see if he had good water flow through that pipe?
Probably not.
Okay. So that would be number one thing to check. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I get it. What he did was a good move. You know, take that shower head, soak it in vinegar or CLR and get rid of any calcium carbonate that's in there. But at the same time, let's turn the shower on, see if we got good flow coming through that shower
mm-hmm.
arm.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't have good flow, right, it doesn't matter what you're doing to the shower head. My guess is there won't be good flow through that shower arm either. And if you don't have good flow through the spout, you don't have good flow through the shower arm, there's something in that mixing valve that's prohibiting from doing that. So we got our hot or our cold. And my guess is this is a single arm, single lever.
I don't think it is.
Okay, so it's dual handle. Do you know if he's getting more? Okay, so if it's dual handle, it could still be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's dual handle, maybe he's getting more cold than hot, more hot than cold, or maybe they're both messed up. All right?
Yeah.
So you got to make that determination. If it's a single arm, there's a cartridge that goes in there. And it's probably a bad cartridge. And, you know, it's clogged up or the washer's misaligned or that cartridge needs to be placed. If it's two handles, when you take those handles off, you take that bonnet off and you twist that stem and you pull that stem out, there's a little rubber seat that's spring-loaded. You've probably run across those before. Those things get,
very
you know.
Familiar with that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, they get buggered up or hard water mm-hmm. deposits get in there. And that minimizes the water flow through the mixing valve to get the water to the outlets, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes just replacing those washers will do it in a two-handle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's kind of where you're doing. You're starting from the source, and you're working back to find out what impediment you have. Usually it's in the mixing valve, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
And I suspect that's where it'll be. If somebody's listening, maybe they're having that problem with the vanity, I would have said unscrew the aerator. It's probably a clogged aerator. And if it wasn't there, I would say disconnect the supply lines. You're not going to be able to do that with a bathtub because those little 3/8-inch supply lines going to a vanity, those things get kinked and bent, and that could be the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with the mixing valve. Well, let's start with see if we're getting good flow out of that shower arm first.
Mm-hmm.
And find out if it's two handle. If it's a single handle, again, you know, like a Moen or a Delta or something like that, a lot of times those cartridges are even guaranteed.
Sure.
Some of them have stopped sending out free ones, but it's worth the ask.
Okay. Well, I'll take a look at that. Like I said, I haven't stopped by to take a look at exactly what's going on, but just talking with him. He just said that, you know, the faucet is fine in the sink, and the toilet
okay.
pressure, the water is fine, but it's just just the tub area, the tub and the shower is
right.
low water pressure. And
that's what's making me think it's that cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's if you get good water pressure and it's 25 years old, and we're not dealing with old galvanized pipe that could be clogged
mm-hmm.
up. You know, chances are it's in the mixing valve.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, I'll shoot it over to this place, and we'll take a look at it and go from there.
Good luck, Mike. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number, if you'd like to join us, love to have you. It's 800-823-8255. Tony, Marissa, Jeff, sit tight. We'll continue. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Jaws, the Just Add Water System, is saying thank you by offering 20% off for the holidays, code Gary. Jaws Streak-Free Glass Cleaner, still my favorite, but you got to try their other cleaning solutions like the new multi-purpose cleaner or the bathroom cleaner. Get free shipping when you try the ultimate cleaning kit with six amazing cleaners. JawsCleans.com. Stock up on their concentrated refill pods to use in the reusable bottles today. It's JawsCleans.com. 20% discount, code Gary. JawsCleans.com. Hey, it's Gary Sullivan to tell you about Signature Hardware. Signature Hardware only has one sale a year, and it's happening right now. You'll save 10% on products site-wide while supplies last. That includes trending vanities, best-selling bathtubs, faucets, hardware, and more. Enjoy free shipping on orders over $99, so don't miss out. Visit SignatureHardware.com before December 6th at 11:59 Pacific Standard Time to get high-quality pieces for less. That's Signature Hardware. Are you tired of scrubbing your shower? Who isn't? You need Wet and Forget weekly shower cleaner. Just spray it on today and rinse tomorrow. Once a week after your shower, spray it on all your shower surfaces, even glass doors, and the next day, rinse it clean. With Wet and Forget shower, you can breathe easy because there's no harsh fumes and no scrubbing. So make cleaning easy. Pick up Wet and Forget Shower at Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, Ace, or visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you. Hey, Gary Sullivan here for Odor Exit. I received an email from Mary about her sump pump going out. It left an inch and a half of water on her basement floor. She removed the standing water, then used the fan blowers on the carpeted area, attached Odor Exit's AQM pouches to the blowers to remove the mildew smell. Now, after the blowers, she sprayed Odor Exit's concentrate on the carpet, and the odors were gone. And I mean gone. They never came back. Visit odorexit.com. That's odorexit.com.
All right, back at it we go, 12 minutes before the top of the hour. You're at home with Gary Sullivan, and hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and, well, we're moving through into the Christmas season. Our phone number is 800-823-8255. Grab a line. Jeff, welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've got an interesting problem. I have an overflow valve. I'm sorry, overflow in my toilet. And it's in a very old toilet. It's ancient, 50s, and it's fragile inside. And what I want to do is I want to be able to, rather than replace the overflow tube, the leak, I've flashlighted right down it, and I can see it's leaking into the overflow tube. I want to be able to dry out the toilet, and I want to be able to seal the tube, the base of the tube, all the tube parts. But I want to use the right sealer that'll dry quickly, and that's kind of where I am with that. And before you get to the answer on that, I wanted to say thank you for your suggestion on garden hoses. My parents went on vacation to Europe and didn't turn their water off before they left, and this was in the middle of winter. Left their garden hose detached to the back of the house. Got home and found about $25,000 worth of water damage in the basement because the pipe and the wall broke.
Broke.
Yep.
So I'll tell you.
You're doing all the right things telling people to disconnect their hoses, Gary.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when you have a thing like that, especially after being gone and, you know, enjoying yourself, that's just, it's crippling.
Yeah.
It's just crippling. So, well, good. Maybe we'll save somebody else that same.
I'm glad you're doing that. Yeah. So, anyway, like I said, this has fragile plumbing in it, and probably should have replaced the whole thing. But the toilet fixtures match the sink, match the toilet.
Right.
It's 50,
gotcha.
It's 50s. It's beautiful stuff. Right. And I didn't want to get into, you know, manually replacing the overflow valve. I want to be able to seal it from inside the tank, drain the tank, dry everything out perfectly, clean up down around there. And I want to seal it. I thought about super glue, nail polish. I thought about a whole bunch of different things that that would work for that. And by the way, it's not, the leak is definitely the overflow.
Okay.
I've actually polished the brass seat is perfect with steel wool. The flapper is brand new. It's perfectly working there. It's just I've got this leak.
So you're talking about the tube where the drain, the little rubber hose goes in.
It's the overflow tube.
Okay,
And it's right at the very bottom. I say I shine a flashlight down the hole. I can see where it's coming in exactly.
All right.
But I don't want to get into any serious plumbing. I just want to seal it from the inside. And if it's a good sealant, the water pressure will keep that sealed for a long time. I just want to make
really
sure.
There's not, you know, on the inside of that tube, it's just a drain pipe.
Exactly,
so there's not much water pressure.
But it's leaking, and every 40 minutes, it fills again.
Right,
I've got a leaker.
Is that overflow tube, is that brass? Is it plastic?
It is exactly brass. Yep, okay. 50s. You got it, buddy.
So it would, if it were in good condition, thread out, correct?
Well, yeah, I went down that road, but I don't want to get into that.
Okay.
If I try to thread that out, and that doesn't come out. By the way, I want to say this about the it's solid. I went in there and tried to move it around. It's rock solid. It is planted. It isn't going anywhere.
Can you see the crack on the outside at all?
No. Just on the inside when I look down the tube with the mag light.
So here's my big question and even concern is getting that product to the crack.
Right.
So super glue is not going to work. Nail polish isn't going to work.
Okay.
It's almost got to be like an epoxy, silicone. And, you know, obviously a silicone, if we got down to that, or even an epoxy putty, if we got down to that, it would work. The question is, how do you get that?
It's got to be quick drying, Gary, because it's the only toilets in the house.
All right. Well, you're going to have to go out to dinner or something.
Well, I have a hair dryer.
Well, there's 5-minute epoxies.
Okay.
J.B. Weld makes a 5-minute epoxy.
I have that in the house.
Yeah, so that'd be really good. And maybe you could get you've seen the COVID test strips, right? It's about 10 inches long. It's got a Q-tip on the end.
Actually, I'm going to be using pipe cleaners.
Okay. Perfect.
To get that, not just to clean it out after I dry it out, but to get down underneath, because it's an older fixture, to get down underneath to make sure I get it all cleaned out real well. And then I was going to use the pipe cleaners to actually go ahead and apply the adhesive.
Okay. So that's perfect. So let's say some JB Weld fast dry epoxy.
All right.
And we mix that up.
Is that the marine version you're talking
about? Yes.
I got it, buddy. Yeah.
All right.
Put it on a pipe cleaner. Thanks for the garden hose warning. Good, buddy.
Yeah, and swab it. I think you got it. So, yeah, give that a try. Hey, Jeff, thanks. I appreciate it, and I think that'll work nicely for you. Tony, welcome.
Gary, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thanks for calling, Tony.
No problem. Hey, I got a question. About 8 years ago, my wife and I purchased an older country home. A lot of the work that was done in the home was done by the previous homeowner. Didn't sub a lot of it out. You could tell that a lot of it was done himself. Some things he did very good. Some things you could definitely see where he tried to save money and cut corners. And one of the biggest things that we are fighting right now in our bathroom is that it feels like, or seems like, both of the toilets, the flange is too high.
Mm-hmm.
I have had to replace the wax ring. I've switched to a different type of ring now that doesn't use the wax, which seems to be a little better.
Yes. Yes, but and they're more adjustable, right? They're more adjustable. Yeah, the perfect seal. Denko makes one. Fluid Master makes one. That may solve your problem.
Well, what I've had was we now want to read. There's over years before I noticed it, there was water getting underneath the tile floor.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have a floor issue where I'm going to have to rip out the flooring and replace the floor and put in new flanges. My question was, do those flanges sit level with the floor, or do they sit just above the floor?
It'd be just slightly above the floor.
Okay.
Just slightly above the floor.
I wasn't sure if they actually attached to the subfloor or not.
Well, so what you're going to do is you're going to cut out the old subfloor, and then you're going to slide the subfloor underneath, and the flange will be already off, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so when you put your new flange on, you will have your, you'll be, you know, not quite snug. You're going to have those bolts that are going through and thread into the subfloor. Or when you got your perfect seal, they'll be able to be bolted to the flange. The flange will be stable.
Okay.
So
I think that's
going to take care of your problem, and probably won't have to do the whole floor, just the area around the toilet, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it's pretty right. wobbly there, and the toilet it definitely wobbles a little bit, so it's definitely right. got to get fixed.
Very good, Tony. Thank you much. I appreciate the call. And those perfect seals, by the way, they are perfect. They'll make that installation of that toilet so much easier. We'll continue with your calls at 800-823-8255. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears on all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-doing men's solutions and ideas.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.